Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
...able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
97.1 FM Talk. Podcast. This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Well, we're almost to the weekend. We got one more hour to go here on this show. We'll take it to 6 o'clock. Tim Sommer, music journalist, former record executive, good friend of the show and of mine, is going to join us a little bit later this hour. We're going to talk some music with him. You know, we talked about this a couple weeks ago, but the Rolling Stones now have two new songs out from a new album, and they're really good. I think they're good. We'll see what Tim says. There's some other music stuff I want to touch on. That's all coming up. Last night, we had this Blue Origin rocket just explode.
Do you have reports of anomalous noise? I feel like we felt a shockwave of some sort. It was a two-phase bang noise, and now we have a glow and smoke to the east.
Yeah, that's a firm. JSTC is advising that Blue Origin may have had an incident over on the Cape side. Okay, I copy that. I'll pass along. Thank you.
So that's some of the radio chatter. And
do you have reports of anomalous noise? I feel like we felt a shockwave of some sort. It was a two-phase bang noise, and now we have a glow and smoke to the east.
Yeah, that's a firm. JSTC is advising that Blue Origin may have had an incident over on the Cape side. Okay, I copy that. I'll pass along. Thank you.
I'm not sure how they didn't really know that at that point, but here's somebody who said they felt it.
That is crazy. Wow. And not normal. Oh, man.
Wow, that just lit up.
There's the shock.
Here's another person who lived nearby.
I looked up into the sky here, and it was just a ball of, it looked like the sun was coming up, and then it came back down. And then I'm still trying to figure out what happened, and this gulf of air almost like pushed me back.
Mac Bradley is back with us. We love him because he's a great local space expert. He's written a book called The Space to Lead, and this was Mac Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin rocket that blowed up last night on the launch pad, and that was quite something. And it's not the first time like something like this has happened, right?
No, but definitely not a great day for Blue Origin. I appreciate, by the way, that you referred to me as a space expert and not a space nerd, which is how most people do it. So thanks for that.
I think they kind of both apply, but that's all right. We love
both apply.
I love the passion you bring to it. I really do. But explain what this was. What was Blue Origin?
Right.
And Jeff Bezos has this, and what was this all a part of?
Yeah. So if there is good news, there are two bits of good news in this. One is nobody was hurt, right? That's the most important thing. The other piece of it is this was a ground test, not a flight test. So, in other words, they weren't trying to launch this rocket, and so it's a flight failure. It was a ground test failure. It was a bad one. This is
yeah.
gonna put them back for quite a bit. And also, and I don't know the extent of this, but the damage to the launch complex itself has to be significant. So it's not just Blue Origin and, you know, their equipment and their rocket and plus all the satellites that were loaded on this thing that are now lost, but also just the ground facilities there at Kennedy that obviously had some major damage. Blue Origin is in the mix for the moon program, just like SpaceX is. So this is not great for them, not great for Blue Origin. The one other bit of good news, though, is, you know, NASA has designed these systems to be sort of a stair-step process, and they have more than one vendor. So they have SpaceX and Blue Origin. Remember how they had all the trouble with the Boeing space capsule going to the space station?
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, same idea. They didn't want to rely on one company to provide taxi service to the space station, so it's SpaceX and Boeing both. They're doing the same thing here to kind of protect themselves against things like this, right? I mean, we've talked about that on this show before. Spaceflight is pretty hard, and you saw a really good example of why it's so hard yesterday.
Yeah, and you know, I don't want to take what happened, you know, a month or two away because we didn't know up until, you know, when that mission went, when Artemis went up, we didn't know what was going to happen. I mean, we hope nothing bad's going to happen, but this was catastrophic yesterday. To your point, yeah, the pad was taken, some of the pad was taken down with it. And then they're even, some of the officials down there with the government, they're saying, look, be on the lookout because you could have some big pieces of junk that roll in on the beach and they could be dangerous and they want people to report that as well. So, yeah there's a lot of fallout from this. So I'm reading a story here that says that basically before this, Blue Origin was on track to launch a prototype lunar lander to the moon this fall with another lander due to rocket into orbit around Earth in 2027 for docking practice by the soon-to-be-announced Artemis 3 crew. So does that throw Artemis 3 into all kinds of question marks right now?
I don't, not necessarily.
Okay.
First of all, I'd be very surprised if they keep to that flight schedule.
Right. They're always delayed,
right?
Blue
Origin. Right. Part of it is just depends on how fast are they going to learn what happened here. That a lot of it will depend on that and whether or not they can get the launch complex back in shape. But I wouldn't necessarily say that Artemis 3 will be too far off that schedule. And keep in mind, you know, NASA and the administration really, really, really want to hit this 2028 boots on the moon deadline because they want to get there before the Chinese do.
Yeah.
So I think every decision they will make about this, I'm not saying they're going to risk people's lives, but every decision they make about this will be looked at through that lens. Now, you remember originally Artemis 3 was going to be a landing. And then they decided, well, Artemis 3 will be testing this the lunar lander docking in Earth orbit, and then Artemis 4 will be the landing. Depending on how this plays out, I wonder if they will reconsider that and do an Artemis 3 landing mission. I'm not saying they're going to do that, but that might be something that gets considered depending on how long it takes to unwind this.
Let me just take you back to what might have caused this. I mean, are there theories at all? Because, I mean, you see this thing, and it's just a huge, explosion. So is there a starting point for finding
out?
Good
question.
Yeah, so I, first of all, I haven't heard any theories. Secondly, if you saw the video, the catastrophic nature of this was not a minor thing. So the physical examination of the debris, that's going to take a while.
Mm-hmm.
That said, and partly because this was a ground test, they have loads of telemetry and data, right, on every system running in that rocket. So, you know, I think we'll have a pretty good idea in a fairly, or at least a working theory, in a fairly short period of time.
Does Jeff Bezos really even care about the money here? Is it still sort of like a, you know, nothing to him compared to the rest of us?
Yeah, I sure wouldn't care if I was him.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
You know, it's funny. You've heard Elon Musk on the SpaceX side. They talk about the fact that, you know, it's not like they want their rockets to blow up, but they're like, this is what we do. We run fast, and if it blows up, boy, you learn a lot from that.
Right. Interesting.
And then we'll make the next one better.
Yeah.
You know, that's a risk that government space agencies can't take. You know, they can't operate like that because they're throwing away our money. But these private space agencies, they're much more aggressive about this stuff. And like I said, I'm not suggesting they enjoy watching their rockets blow up, but they do learn a lot from that.
Oh,
and
that's
they can
understandable.
Make the next one better.
So on the moon landing here, let me play a little audio here. This is Jared Isaacson from NASA on building the moon base.
Well, President Trump, under his national space policy, he signed the executive order actually my first day on the job. He said, don't just go back to the moon for the flags and footprints. Pick up where Apollo 17 left off, but go back to stay. Build that enduring presence, realize the scientific and economic value, build the moon base. We are going to start landings later this summer. So these will be some of the first in late 2026, first uncrewed robotic landings. But starting in 2027, the world is going to be able to tune in on the NASA moon base website and see robotic landings on a near monthly cadence as we build out that moon base on the lunar south pole.
So I did not know that, but let me play one more audio soundbite here. Jared, talking about beating China, you referenced that just a short time ago.
We have the capabilities to put a lot of mass with frequency on the surface of the moon, on the lunar south pole, and get ahead in building out that moon base itself. So we are advantaged in that. It's extremely important that we go back to do this for all that we might learn from a scientific perspective, all the technology we will develop to make this possible that helps life here on Earth, for inspiring the next generation, and most importantly, to master the skills for where we will inevitably go next, which is Mars.
Yeah, well stated there. Let me have you address the first part of that, because, you know, when it comes to the moon base, I didn't know that we were going to be sending up those landers on a regular basis. That's very curious.
Yeah, and it ties to what he said right after that, and he's absolutely right about that. This race has a lot more to do with mass, because if you're going to do more than plant flags and, you know, pick up some dirt and leave, you have to be able to put a lot of mass on the moon, which means first you got to be able to lift it off the Earth. We do have an advantage in our ability to do heavy lift launch vehicles, heavy lift rockets. Now the Chinese are working hard on their Long March. That's what they call them, the Long March rockets. But we have an advantage on that. And I think part of their strategy is, if they stair-step this, go a little bit at a time, right? It's a lot easier to lift 10 lighter things off the Earth than one heavier thing, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
So by doing this regular cadence of landings, not only are you able to build up mass there, number one, but number two, you get more and more practice at landing.
Yeah, that's true too.
Right? I mean, that practice is really important. So doing that kind of cadence, I think, gives us a lot of really good practice that we're going to need along the way.
Mac Bradley's here. We love him because our local space expert. He's written a book called The Space to Lead. One question just in the aftermath. We had you on, you know, a few weeks ago when Artemis was going on. I think we all really enjoyed that. Is there anything in the aftermath in the last few weeks? You know, the astronauts have come out and done some events. Anything that you've learned interesting in the, you know, the weeks following Artemis?
mainly that there was actually a lot of good science that they learned about the vehicle itself. That was part of that mission, you know, to test the vehicle itself, and that the vehicle itself was sound. I can't remember if we talked about this last time or not, but, you know, there were some concerns about the heat shield because it hadn't been fully redesigned.
Yes, that's right. I do remember that.
They changed the trajectory of their reentry. Well, I mean, frankly, the biggest thing I learned was the heat shield worked. It was great, right? So everybody came back safe. That was a really important test for that.
Mac, awesome to have you on. I hope all is well. You have a great weekend. This is something that always fascinates Sue and I and the listeners, so I really appreciate it.
Yeah, appreciate you guys too.
Take care. That's awesome. He is kind of a space nerd, but that's okay, but he's an expert as well.
In the best possible way.
Hey, we're going to talk music with our friend Tim Summer, and one of the topics is there's two new Rolling Stone songs out from a new album, and they're really good, I think. This is one of them. We're coming back.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55-plus plan saved us so much money.
A lot.
And that's important. Trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. It's fast. It's quick. The setup was so easy. It took less than 15 minutes.
It was like, ta-da! If you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get two phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet rely on 2 lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data 2H 2025. All rights reserved.
You know, I've been a Rolling Stones fan for a long time, and a lot of bands never put out good new music, especially at this age, but I think the Stones are doing it, and this is the second release from their new album. This one's called In the Stars. I like it quite a bit. You can hear some of it here. You know, Keith's guitar, right? Tim Summer is with us here. We're going to talk music. Former record executive, contributor to the Rock and Roll Globe website, music journalist. He signed Hootie and the Blowfish. The list goes on and on and on. I like these new Stone songs, dude.
I do too. Because, you know, this is the thing. This is going to sound like I'm going off subject, but I'm not. Toward the end of Keith Moon, Keith Moon was a legendary drummer for The Who. And toward the end of his life, the last 3 or 4 years of his life, it was known that he lost a lot of his skills as a drummer. And he knew that he couldn't really keep up with the band anymore. But once in the studio with The Who, he got very frustrated. And they were saying, Keith, can't you do better than that? And he said, you know what? I'm still the best Keith Moon-type drummer in the world. And that's true of the Rolling Stones as well. The Rolling Stones may not be the Rolling Stones of your teens. They may not be the Rolling Stones of your 20s or your 30s. They may not be the Rolling Stones of your favorite song when you were in high school. But they still do the Rolling Stones better than any other band.
Yeah, I mean, look, I've got those songs kind of coming.
And that last song, this new song, is a great example of that. It's a little, you know, it comes out with that same sort of like thoughtful, moody thing that sort of Gimme Shelter comes out with, and then it just plows into that sort of boogie sound that the Rolling Stones have been doing better than anyone for 60 years.
I really like it. I'm so glad. So now, last week, I went to Las Vegas, and I'm on the plane on Friday, and I have internet service when I went out there. I didn't on the way back. But I was reading a bunch of Rolling Stone. I hate the politics in there, Tim. We could talk about that separately. But they had a 5-star review of the new Paul McCartney album. And I haven't heard any of it yet, okay? Now, you have listened to some of it, but I've heard it's pretty good.
I've spent the whole day with it.
So this is a song. You wanted to kind of talk about this song here, Mama Gets By. Let's listen to a little of it.
It wasn't too long ago that she agreed to be his wife. And even though he's complicated...
Very theatrical sound there. So I don't know much about the record or what Paul is going for here. All I know is they got that great review, and you seem to like some of it too.
In conceptually, what he's done here is he's tried to write an entire album about his memories of the past. His memories, not necessarily of the early days of the Beatles, but in the time as a young man, as a teenager, when he first met John Lennon, when he first met George Harrison, and even before that, his memories growing up in Liverpool and the neighborhoods he was. In a sense, the album, it's definitely a concept album, but in many ways, it's almost like a musical about his memories of life before he was famous. And I'll tell you something. You know how sometimes, Mark, you'll listen to a record and you'll say, and you'll listen to the entire record, and you and I are old people, we listen to whole records. And you know sometimes you'll listen to a whole record and they'll go, you know, they sequenced that wrong. The songs are in the wrong order. Do you ever feel that when you listen to something?
Yeah, I can say, look, that's something that artists and producers really work hard on. So I suppose I can say maybe sometimes I do. But I find that there is cohesiveness in a lot of the albums that I listen to. I mean, maybe I'm not listening close enough.
My point here being that if you listen to the new Paul McCartney album, The Boys of Dungeon Lane, that's the name of the album, if you listen to it and start with song 12, and then go to song 13 and song 14. The last three songs on the album, there won't be a dry eye in the house. They are just stunning, deep songs about lost loves, about lost mother, about lost father, and about the feelings in your heart for the way these people help shape you. And I'll tell you something. Not only are they three of the best Paul McCartney songs in a long time, again, I'll say their names, First Star of the Night, Salesman Saint, which is about his father, and Mama Gets By, which is about his mother.
Here is, this is a little of Salesman Saint.
Sure.
To help them through the night. They're going to make it through.
And this is a little of Mama Gets By.
She doesn't care. She's got her own philosophy of life. It wasn't too long ago that she agreed to be his wife.
As I want to dig into this one. I put it in my title cue, but I have not listened to any of it outside of what I just played here.
What Paul McCartney can do very easily is make songs that sound like the Beatles, is make songs that sound like Paul McCartney. God bless him. He can do that easily. But these are three songs that do something else. They don't resort to the easy tricks, and I don't say tricks in any negative way. They don't resort to the easy tricks of Beatlesque sounds and guitar solos, because there's songs like that on the album. There's a bunch of songs like that on this album. These are songs that seem to come from a different place. And best of all, throughout the whole album, and I think this is the most important point I can make, he's not afraid to show people that he is a different voice these days. He uses his voice differently. He sings more intimately. He's not trying to sound like he's 26 or 36 or even 46. He's trying to sound like an older man who knows that he can't quite hit those notes before, and he has a more intimate relationship with the microphone, which totally suits the more intimate memories of this album.
So the album is called The Boys of Dungeon Lane, and that actually refers to the street in the neighborhood where he and George Harrison grew up. So there's a lot of songs that kind of, to your point, throw back to the early days. There is a duet with Ringo Starr on this.
I'm not saying this in a mean way, and it's going to sound terrible. I mean, that's a cheap trick. I mean, you know, that's like, okay, oh, it's great, I'm playing with Ringo here, but I'm not going to say it's the worst song on the album, but it's certainly, say, bottom third.
Okay, but I want to take you back to the first song that we played, because you made an interesting point, The Days We Left Behind. I'm going to play you this Saturday's Gigs by Mott the Hoople, and you think the songs sound very similar, right?
Right.
Let's see if we can
and
do that.
By the
here.
Way, I want to say that's accidental. I don't think that's intentional.
Right, but let's see. I don't know if I know this song here. Might not have matched up the perfect lyric here, but
nothing stays the same. No one needs to cry.
I don't know if we pulled the part that sounds similar there, Tim, but
well, the part that sounds similar is actually the verse. But what's interesting is Mott the Hoople in 1975, the last song they released about breaking up was a song where they looked back on their past and their formation, very much sort of the same spirit as the Paul McCartney song. And the verse is kind of an exact match of the Mott the Hoople song, is kind of an exact match for the Paul McCartney song. Now, I'm going to state again, I do not think this was an intentional lift.
Right.
The last thing Paul McCartney needs to do is steal someone else's songs. But I got to say, I'm very engaged by this album, and I think it's his best and most interesting work and most revealing work, because as I said, there is nothing more important. I won't say that. Forget the more important bit. It's wonderful when an artist isn't afraid to show their age. Now, the Rolling Stones aren't interested in doing that. The Rolling Stones are interested in defying their aging, and good for them. I'm not going to criticize that. But Paul McCartney, there's nothing more interesting than when an artist shows his age, like Bob Dylan did on his last album, Rough and Rowdy Ways, where he shows his age. He shows the weariness, interesting and listenable Paul McCartney album since a couple of albums he did, I want to say 20 years ago, under the name The Firemen.
Oh, I don't remember that at all. No.
I should have looked this up before I got in the air, and I apologize for that. I think the first decade, or maybe in the late 1990s, I want to say the first decade of this century, he did two albums with a guy, with an English musician named Youth. Like literally, Youth.
Mm-hmm.
An English musician and producer named Youth. They formed a little group called The Firemen, and they had two albums which they released called Electric Arguments and Electric Arguments 2, which was this really the most interesting experimental work Paul McCartney had done since Revolver. Wow. Really interesting work, like ambient music and aggressive techno music and just avant-garde music. Really interesting stuff. Which I recommend to anyone. And to me, this is once again Paul McCartney saying in 2026, I can do something that reaches the heart. I can do something which doesn't rely on my old tricks. I can do something that says, you know what, I'm aging. I can't sing the way I used to, and that's okay. I know there was a lot of criticism for his performance on Saturday Night Live. People were like, oh my God, what's wrong with his voice? You know what's wrong with Paul McCartney's voice? Nothing is wrong with his voice.
So I never saw that. What was the deal with that? They just
His voice sounded thin,
okay,
and he wasn't hitting the notes. And you know what? That's because in a live setting, he's tempted. He's a crowd pleaser. He wants to sing out like he's been doing for 65 years. That's what he wants to do. And it doesn't quite work.
Yeah.
But in the studio, and what do you do in the studio? You create an intimate experience, an intimate relationship with the microphone and with the song. And that's what he's done on this album.
By the way, it's my understanding also that he played most of the, at least 9 of the instruments on this album too. So most of the, you know, musical performances are him. So this is like really a solo record.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Paul McCartney used to joke that Ringo Starr wasn't even the best drummer in the Beatles. Now, I don't know if that, I'm not going to say that's true, but Paul McCartney can play everything.
Yeah, well, I'm looking forward to kind of digging in because, again, I read the review. Yeah, you're matching up with what Rolling Stone says, so that's crazy. We've got to take a break here. I'm going to go out with that New Stone song. This one is called In the Stars. I'm going to introduce you to a band that's sort of local next, and we'll talk about some other fun music stuff. Okay. Tim Sommer with us.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers, and someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money, and most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on Autotrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on Autotrader. Really?
T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55 plus plan saved us so much money.
A lot.
And that's important. Trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. It's fast. It's quick. The setup was so easy. It took less than 15 minutes.
It was like, ta-da! If you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get 2 phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet rely on 2 lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data 2H 2025. All rights reserved.
When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir. But yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
All right, this is my new musical obsession, and there's a local connection here. As I go on, but just keep feeling younger, passion's getting far out of time. All right, so Tim Summer, this is a band, and the name is strange. And I got to tell you, the first time I heard it, I'm like, I don't know about this. They're called Post Sex Nachos, okay? You ever heard of that band at all? Whoop, where did Tim go? We lost Tim. He's not on the phone line anymore, so I can just tell this story myself. I'm not sure what happened. Is Ethan on top of that? Okay, he got cut off. Anyway, so this is a bunch of Mizzou kids, and I just love these guys. And they've got a new song out. I'll play the new song in a bit, but that song I played there is from their last album. It's called Changes. And I think these are all St. Louis kids, if I'm not mistaken.
That's awesome.
They formed at Mizzou in 2018, and then they went to Nashville. But the second verse of this song, Changes, just listen to how he belts this out here. As I go on, I just get feeling dated, and my passion's getting far out of reach. It gets really soulful here in this part. It's just a feeling, oh, it's just a feeling, but so I love what I hear from that last album, and I got to be careful here because some of the stuff is profanity,
uh-huh.
And this is one of the songs they had on the last album called "Growing Old." I just love this guy's voice. I really do. So now they have a new song out on a new album, and this one is called A Lot to Lose, and it's actually done with a group of siblings from New York City called Balin, and I've seen them before. This one is, I think it's going to be a big hit. They have a new tour that starts in a couple weeks. They're going to play Summerfest. They're here at Del Mar Hall in U-City in October. I think it's Halloween night. I think we got Tim Summer back on the line. I was trying to introduce you to this band that I just love right now called Post Sex Nachos. Now, they're from here in this area. They're a bunch of kids that went to my alma mater, Mizzou.
I like this. Yeah, are they on a major label?
They are, and they got a big tour. They got a new record coming out, and they're in Nashville now, so they're Nashville-based. But I'm telling you, the music, I'm going to go out on my last one. When I let you go here at the end of this segment, I want you to listen to the second half of this song, Changes, that I played, because they are just jamming, and it is killer.
Time to bring back that kind of '70s, but sort of updated kind of funk music. The stuff that I'll tell you something weird. Recently, I've been listening to a lot of Bohannon.
Mm.
You remember Bohannon? Bohannon was a '70s funk artist who I think was a big influence on Prince. And
I don't know if I know that.
Band does not sound like that. But it's the spirit of this sort of like, you know, deep in the pocket, melodic, not British, not American, not Chicago, a little bit of Philadelphia funk music. And I like that.
Well, they have a real soulful sound to it, and I love his vocal stylings, and I just think they're on the cusp of blowing up because the new song with that band, Balin, is really, really good. They get a lot of play on Alt Nation and on Sirius XM, so that's one of the reasons I think they have a big following. But I bought tickets for the show on Halloween night because, you know, sometimes, Tim, and you've been around this so often, you're the guy that signed Hootie and the Blowfish. Sometimes you hear something or you see an act and you're saying, that is the last time they're playing a venue that small. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Yeah, totally get that. Totally get that. So, yeah, I think that's a very good call.
What else is on your mind musically these days?
Well, speaking of people who play small venues, obviously, everyone's been chattering about this America 250 event. And I think there's a lot of misunderstanding about it. I think you can't understand what's gone on here and the cancellations here without understanding a little bit of the economics of the legacy touring circuit.
Okay.
Let's say any of these bands that were booked to play this event, their bread and butter is in the spring and summer of every year when they go out there and they play these shows. And these shows are often booked 8 months. These tours are booked 8 months, 10 months.
Oh, yeah.
A year
easily.
And you know these shows, like the Port Jefferson Rockin' Crab Boil, Temple Bethel's I Love the 90s.
State fairs, all these things, yes. County fairs, all of it.
Riverside Casino, remember your high school days.
Yes.
You know these sort of things. And these are the bands that were booked for this event are those bands that play these events. And, you know, they got handed, all of these bands got handed an itinerary, and they just saw on this, they saw a date. They saw, okay, we're playing Washington on July 7th or whatever it is. And only later did they find out it was had some kind of political connection to it, at which point they start throwing up their arms.
Well, but how does that, like, so Martina McBride is the last one, or the, you know, I think she's the more recent one. Actually, I think Bret Michaels might be the more recent one. He pulled out too. But she, you know, does this big thing online, and she, you know, makes her case for why she's not doing this. But she kind of says she found out some things that she didn't know, but she really didn't say what those things were. So,
yeah, and, you know, the fact is, this is not political. This is economics. And I'll explain what I mean by that. I'm not going to say it was someone in the Trump administration because I don't know that. Whoever was organizing this event, whoever was promoting this event, whoever was given the job of booking the bands was given a very, very small budget. And I'll tell you something.
That's unfortunate.
Most of the acts who were booked to play this thing are also doing a tour called I Love the 90s. Simultaneously, they're out there right now doing a tour called I Love the 90s. The closest they came to St. Louis, by the way, was Rockford, Illinois. On July 10th. So, for instance, on July 10th, I Love the 90s tour, which is Young MC, Milli Vanilli, CC Music Factory, are all playing Hard Rock Live in Rockford, Illinois. Now, the price for that tour is somewhere between, it's about $150,000 for all of those acts.
Mm-hmm.
So whoever booked this thing in Washington said, okay, I don't want to spend much money here. Let's do all of these acts for about $150,000. And, you know, so if you book that, you're going to get
this. Yeah, you're going to get what you pay for there.
That's
I think.
A good
exactly.
point, Tim. But I hadn't thought of this.
Okay, what happened? Why isn't Morgan Wallen? Am I pronouncing his name correctly?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Why isn't Morgan Wallen doing these shows? Because Morgan Wallen is going to cost $2 million.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
That's not an exaggeration, by the way.
No, I know. Well, you're talking about guys that fill baseball, football stadiums.
Kid Rock is very pro-administration. Why doesn't he do the show? He'll do it for nothing. You know what? Kid Rock may show up for a photo op for nothing. He's not going to show up with his lighting guy and his sound guy and his entourage and his two or three buses for nothing. He's going to show up for the $1.5 million or $2 million that normally takes him to do this. And it doesn't look good for whoever was hired to promote this show didn't do a good service of either the event, the holiday, the commemoration, or the Trump administration, because what they needed to do was do their research and find out who would really want to play this thing and how much would they want.
Yeah, I'd love to know. I don't know.
Or else, you know what? They're left with Lenny and the Squig Tone.
Yeah, I don't know if the story's going to come out at all and what really happened, but I mean, everybody is pulling out right now, so I don't know that they're going to be able to, you know, put it back together. And by the way, you just said something that made my head go, what? Did you say Milli Vanilli is performing?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Modern, really?
Tim,
how does he do that?
Isn't half of that group passed away?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Well, first of all, half the group has passed away. Second of all, as everyone knows, the group never actually existed.
Right.
There is a competing, and this is important, it's not important in the scheme of things by any stretch of the imagination, but I use the word important, so I'll stand by it. There's an important factor here, which is there's a competing Milli Vanilli, which is made up of the actual people who sung on the tracks. And there you go with, like, okay, when you go to see Bret Michaels, you know you're going to see Bret Michaels. But when you see Milli Vanilli, you don't know. You're not seeing the people who are actually on the record. Same is true of another band who was booked for this event, the Commodores. The Commodores only have one member left.
Well, that's what I was asking before.
That makes more
right.
sense.
I mean, Lionel Richie wasn't going to be out with the Commodores at America 250, right?
No, is correct.
Yeah.
And so, again, people go, the legacy music touring circuit is a very, very interesting thing because it's a way a lot of people, you know, it's great that these people can go out there and do it. And the fact is, if you want someone like, you know, Ted Nugent, you're going to pay $500,000 for him. If you want the Beach Boys, if you want the B-52s, if you want a or B-plus level legacy touring acts, you're going to have to pay for them. If someone in the administration, and again, this is not a criticism, it's just saying they don't know the business. If someone in the administration goes, okay, we're going to put on this concert, I'm giving you $200,000 for it, and they think that's a lot of money, it's not.
Yeah, not for acts like that. Listen, I got to wrap up here, but I do want to thank you personally because a couple of Sundays ago, as you know, I went out and saw Triumph, one of my favorite bands from when I was younger. And when the tour got announced, you realized that a good friend of yours named Todd Kearns was going to be playing bass with Rick Emmett
that's
and
right
the
here.
Gang. And you hooked me up. I got to meet Todd. He's like the nicest guy on the planet. And he is an entertaining bass player. You know, a lot of bass players saunter around. They don't do a whole lot. He is part of the show. I mean, the rock star, the other stars have to kind of allow the bass player to do that. But he was fantastic. And that show, you know, look, I loved that band when I was younger. For what they are, it was a solid show. Phil X is out with them playing guitar, and he's really good. So thank you for the hookup. And Todd just friended me on Facebook, so it's great.
Not this week. I really want to hear about No Doubt at the Sphere. So maybe like next week or the week after that, we can talk about that.
You know, it was really good, and I would love to tell you about it because I was very impressed with that last weekend. And that was a show that was in complete audible. We really had no interest, initially in going, but the reviews were good. And when we go out there, when I go out there with my friends, you know, we tend to like shows and we see shows. Anyway, I'm going to let you go, but I want you to listen to the second half of the song Changes by Post Sex Nachos. Again,
wonderful.
Bunch of kids from Mizzou. They're in Nashville right now. They're going to play Del Mar Hall on Halloween night. You know, I had a big weekend last weekend because I traveled and I went to Sin City. Not a lot planned for this weekend, though. So we're hoping that maybe we can, you know, the pools are open now. And Alexa Reardon, who's in the studio with me and has been this afternoon, behaving herself, too, which is kind of unusual. I like to kind of hit the pool. Got a little bass last week in Vegas with the sun, you know.
Did you?
Little browning, yeah. And
sorry, I didn't notice that.
Yeah, well, it's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay. I'm surprised that you didn't.
Yeah.
But I'm hoping to build upon that browning, if you will.
All right.
With some sunshine. But we're not going to have any sunshine this weekend. That's the problem.
It's cloudy.
Tomorrow looks cloudy. I got pickleball planned tomorrow morning, and that's pretty much my entire plans. Maybe watching some baseball. Look, I am excited about the Cubs and the Cardinals playing, but I'm a little concerned because the Cardinals have, you know, had some offensive issues here in the last 10 games, but so have the Cubs. I mean, the Cubs story is really kind of crazy because, sorry, my music was still going there. They had won 10 in a row, then they lost 10 in a row, then they beat the Pirates and they kind of smoked them a couple of nights ago. But, you know, they're not coming in very good shape either. But as I said earlier, you know, these Cubs-Cardinals series are always just fantastically fun and crazy things happen. So I would expect, since the team has sort of exceeded expectations and since the Cubs will draw a crowd, that the stadium is going to be pretty, you know, I'm not going to say sold out. I don't know what the numbers are, but
it's
I bet they'll get
busy.
Some good numbers this week. Then the Rangers come to town next week. We're going to go to the game on Tuesday night. David Barklage, who is a roundtable panelist, was nice enough to offer me some seats, and they're really good seats. So we're going to let Alexa and her friend Amanda sit in those seats, and mom and dad will kind of be off in a different section.
That's nice.
They're excited because they're green seats.
And
she gets to get spoiled with green seats. I think I've only sat in green seats like two times
life. Wow, that's great.
Well, George Gray treated me one time, and then there was one other time I think somebody took me. I don't usually get the green seats. That's pretty fancy. That's like Fred Bottomer seats, you know what
exactly.
I mean? They should have like, they really should have like a seat for Fred that is reserved in that.
Yes.
You know, I wonder if I could propose that for the Cardinals.
Why
and see
not?
What they think about that. But no, kind of a light weekend that is planned, and that's okay, I think, as we head into summer. The biggest challenge for us is the kid that's sitting over there because we're trying to keep her busy and productive and kind of focused on things that might be good for her, like reading and, you know.
It's fundamental.
She's even talking already, you know, she's going into middle school now and it's going to be a little harder because you get more homework. They don't really do that in grade school, but each year is going to get progressively harder, and we were having that actual discussion today because she was talking about colleges that she wants to go to.
Wow.
And I'm being very particular about the climate. Like when she talks about, she was in Minneapolis when my nephew was married, so she's been there. She's like, I might want to go there. I'm like, hell no. Way too cold. I'm trying to talk her into Arizona and stuff like that. And so I'm pretty convinced we have a little time to work.
Yeah, I was going to say, you got a ways to go.
Only 11 years old,
yes.
Right? Here we go. Let's do this afternoon.
Stand by. Playback ready.
Now, the audio cut of the day.
Okay, and I don't want to be a big downer here for my audio cut of the day, but I did want to sneak this one in because I haven't talked about it yet. And, you know, this seems to happen with, I don't know what people are thinking when they do this. So this is audio from a woman in Massachusetts who posted under an account on TikTok, Glitter and Crossbones, and that has now been set to private. It was a public account. Her name is Caitlin Aguiar. And she worked as an assistant vice president for the inbound contact center at the Jean D'Arc Credit Union in Massachusetts. She's had that job for a couple of years. Her LinkedIn page identifies her in that role. It's now been taken down. She had a Facebook profile that's been deleted. And here's the reason. I don't know if you heard this, and we didn't really talk about this at all, but Pam Bondi, who, you know, kind of was removed as AG by President Trump in early April, she has been diagnosed with thyroid cancer. She underwent surgery a few weeks after her departure. She's still recovering, right? Well, this woman, Caitlin Aguiar, feel, and this is what happens. These people feel like they can go on to TikTok and say these things with no repercussions. So she's citing, she says, throat cancer here, but listen to what she says.
That Pam Bondi has been diagnosed with throat cancer. I hope it's the worst case of cancer anybody's ever seen. I hope it hurts so bad to simply breathe in oxygen. I hope you suffer for years to come.
I mean,
is just, what in the world?
These are the people on the left. These are the loving people on the left. They're always the ones that say things like this. And you Democrats listening out there right now, you got to own that because it's vile what they do. And they do it all the time. Guess what? She don't have no job. Bye-bye. You're gone. Consequences for your actions. Sue, have a great weekend.
You too.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55 plus plan saved us so much money.
A lot.
And that's important. Trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. It's fast. It's quick. The setup was so easy. It took less than 15 minutes.
It was like, ta-da! If you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get two phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet rely on 2 lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data 2H 2025. All rights reserved.
Girl, let's get real. Sun pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.